in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Ryan Annie, I'm Stephen Godfrey. This is Phantom Island. It's brought to you by Home Field.
You're so tired.
I am.
You're so tired.
What do they say after elections? I am so tired, y'all. I am so tired. I am so tired. I have bronchitis as we record this. Thanks, kids. Thanks, progeny. Proliferate, everyone. Having kids is great.
Be fruitful. Multiply.
Multiply three times.
Go
Falcons. It's great. Yeah.
Let's start by laying out what we're not going to talk about today.
The Big Ten. Fuck them.
Okay. I know. We're not going to talk about the Big Ten, mostly because of
timing. I immediately have to clarify. I can feel the responses coming. Yeah. We have many things to discuss regarding, well, starting at Michigan State, mm-hmm. Pat Fitzgerald, that situation, how Penn State will wrap up.
And UCLA is still open.
UCLA is still open, but it feels good for Bob Chesney. Okay. I'm not going to get into all that, though.
Okay.
But there are other situations. Like, we're going to do a Big Ten episode.
At the very least, we have more single wing coming up in upcoming
weeks. Well, so. I think with Penn State and UCLA and some other things I think that are going to happen, potentially with people leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a Big Ten episode. We'll just say we'll do a Big Ten episode because I want to revisit the Wisconsin strategy slash the Maryland strategy.
The Maryland strategy, sure. Yeah.
And why that was different at a place like Michigan State.
Okay.
So we'll do a Big Ten episode. And this isn't sliding the Big Ten. This is just this situation in the SEC that we're going to put to bed today was very much just everyone has box of cords I don't know what to do with but won't throw away. To discuss one SEC job is to discuss them all. You have to pull the whole bundle of cords out.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 SEC jobs up on the board here.
Yeah.
Not all of which changed, and that's part of the discussion here.
Right.
Yeah.
We have 7 schools, and in order to discuss them, we kind of have to discuss them as a group. We're going to do that today. There are a couple through lines. There's going to be a lot of sort of like meta-type conversation mm-hmm. here. And this will be essentially, hopefully, I'm literally crossing myself right now, the last time I have to do a full info dump on this situation.
On this set of, yeah.
Comma, I also owe a big one because one of the themes here is that none of the spots really ended like the industry thought they would.
Yeah.
Or like we predicted or anybody else predicted because of the last... So it's Monday, December 1st?
Yep.
Do you have an advent calendar?
We don't have one this year. No.
Do you know what my wife... I'm just going to throw this on the show for
sure.
No reason. We need a coffee sponsor, so hopefully this will work. My wife got me this amazing, giant package. I opened it. It's a coffee advent calendar. But it's a really nice, sleek-looking box from a coffee company called Onyx.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every day you pull out a bag. It makes about 5 cups. And then a playing card with the history of that particular varietal.
Yeah.
So I made a French press at the house and brought it in to basically as a pacifier for my bronchitis. I'm rambling, but I'm also rambling to set up the break for subscribers. So why don't we do that right now?
Yep. This is the part where, hey, if you're a free listener to Phantom Island, we appreciate you being around. And we'll have stuff for you coming later this week.
Get out!
But if you'd like to be a paid subscriber to Phantom Island, you can go to phantomisland.show, sign up for a paid membership today. You know what else I put up on the site today?
What?
Gift subscriptions. Now, every subscriber tier also has a special little link to it where
you can gift subscribe?
You can gift a subscription.
You can inflict us on someone?
Or you can... pass this to the person who says, what do you want for the holidays?
Yeah.
And you can say, I want a subscription to Phantom Island.
We can inflict this brand on other people.
I liked the idea that this would be a joyful form of gift giving and not some sort of like...
I weaponized it immediately.
Yeah. He's very tired. PhantomIsland.show is where you go to sign up today. Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber. Our theme song is also called Phantom Island from the album of the same name, by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.